This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Before we get into some of the politics of the day, I'll talk about this video I saw where this guy goes into a store, black dude, takes a big old trash can like one you'd have at your dumpster, and he starts raiding the shelves of cigarettes, I want to say lottery tickets, a host of things. And I mean, there's a dude filming it, a black dude, and he's like, man, ain't nothing y'all can do. And the clerk, who is a Sikh from India, he's like, what are you doing? And he's, you know, and the guy's just like, man, you better shut up. And he just keeps putting stuff in. I mean, and he is loading this trash can. It is almost to the top. It's got to be thousands of dollars worth of stuff. I mean, he's just taking the cigarette shelf. Lottery tickets, as I said, all that. Well, at one point, you see one of the clerks goes out of the frame, and another one is going to stop him. And the guy filming says, don't stop him, man. You know, you just got to take it in. You got to just take it. He says, y'all got insurance? And the clerk goes, we don't have insurance. You know, what is this talk of insurance? You know? And so the guy, the second Sikh clerk, Indian clerk, starts holding the man down. And then you see the next one come back in. The one that's holding him, they end up wrestling to the ground. And the guy comes back in frame, the other Indian, and he starts with his broom mop, just whooping this dude's butt. And the other guy, the guy filming, is just watching. And I mean, when I tell you this dude is swinging that stick, he is swinging his stick from Georgia to hit this dude. He is so upset that this man, and by the way, the guy keeps acting like he's going to pull a gun out from the back of his pants. But it turns out he doesn't have a gun. Anyway, for about a minute and a half, these two guys whoop this guy like a little child. And I thought about it and said, you know what? He deserved. And he said, oh, you can hear him. When he turns over on his butt, the guy's like whack, whacking him across his butt. And the guy filming says, man, that's what you call getting your butt whooped. But he used a different word. And I was cracking up. And so he eventually says, look, leave it alone. Let's call the cops and all this. And they give him a few more licks and they hold him. And I don't know what happened. But I remember when I was thinking about this story and I wrote about it, I said, I will not be surprised if these guys don't get sued. Now, this was a 7-Eleven. I don't know if they owned it or they're just clerks here. But they're stopping a guy from stealing who's threatening him, who, you know, if they let him get away with it, he's going to know, I can come in here anytime and do it. If it's a franchise store and it's their money, because the guy made a comment about, we don't have insurance for this. So again, I don't know the details, but here's what I do know. If I was running a store and you came into my store and you were shoplifting, I would whoop your head. I do exactly what they did. And this is why I don't do it. I don't own a store, because we live in a world where guys like them are getting sued. And that's what's happening. The guy is getting sued because he stopped a guy from shoplifting thousands of dollars worth of product. He should be getting an award, but he's getting sued. And I knew it. I said, when I saw that, I was like, ooh, and they're filming this, it's going to go viral. The guys weren't trying to hide their heads, and they were just dishing out good old-fashioned street justice. And this thug who's got no job, who comes there to rip them off, is going to end up getting money from these two guys who were doing nothing except protecting their investment or protecting the investment of somebody who put them in charge. How pathetic. This is why it is so important that we wake up. America, look, if I want a jury, I would say bring that case, please. Because I'm not convicting them. I'm not going to make a victim out of a thug. See, this is what happened with Michael Brown Jr. If we enforced the laws, Michael Brown Jr. wouldn't go into that little bodega that he went into and strong-arm rob what was a small amount of product, but he wouldn't have done it. He'd have paid for it because he would have had parents that said, you don't steal. I would tell you, I've raised four boys that I don't believe they steal. But I was talking to my youngest son. He borrowed my monitor, and he broke it. Total accident. But he mishandled it because he grabbed it in the wrong place. He grabbed it on the screen, busted the screen, and, of course, all the... He messed it up. It's unusable. And I told him a couple of things. I said, number one, there's no object on the planet that I care about more than you. So you shouldn't be afraid to tell me you broke my monitor. Because he was afraid. He went and talked to his mom first. I said, but what I don't like is when you bring it to me and you go, I don't know how it broke, but it broke. You know, where you already have a built-in excuse. I said, when you borrow something from somebody, you own it. You own that it broke. Dad, I broke your monitor. It was by accident. I'm not exactly sure what happened, but it's on me. See, that's a kid that, and by the way, we've taken him to stores. He's, as far as we know, he's never shoplifted because he understands that somebody had to work to pay for whatever it is you bought. You're costing us money. I would never anticipate, and I'm not one of these guys, oh, not my kid. Oh, no. We're well beyond that. But he's a good kid. So, but somebody needed to teach this guy, you don't do that. Michael Brown Jr., you don't do that. People that are going into these stores and ripping them off, you don't do that. And if we enforce that, we wouldn't have the problems we have. We wouldn't have a guy that thinks he can just walk into a store with a big old trash can and try to empty it out. Now, why wouldn't he? Joe Biden can steal from the, could steal from Americans. He can hide money, not pay his taxes. He can set up deals with Ukrainians and Russians and French and Romanians and whomever else. And nobody's after him. Why shouldn't this dude at the lowest end of the economic scale, why shouldn't he be able to get away with what he wants to get away with? You're watching leftism in action. And in his case, he's getting sued. You know who's catching the brunt of what Joe Biden and Hunter Biden did? Devin Archer, Bob Alinsky, everybody, the IRS whistleblowers, Gal Luft, anybody who dare stop them from doing their crimes are the ones who have to pay the deal, pay for it, right? Not the Bidens, not the Democratic Party, not leftism. I think we're well past time, folks, and leftism has to start paying. It owes us a lot. Anyway, we got a lot of shows today. Stick around.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I want to play this clip again. And it's of Congressman Dan Goldman. And I want you to hear, we talked about it in the first hour. So if you caught the first hour, well, I'm going to cover it a little differently. But I want to replay this because we didn't cover it enough. This is Dan Goldman. And he wants you, he's trying to make a distinction that Joe Biden's done nothing wrong. It may be Hunter using his father to do this, but Joe's only connected to Hunter in one single thing that you should be aware of, and it has to do with the prosecutor. And he's trying to sell it as Joe Biden, this helped Hunter, it didn't help Joe. Listen to this clip and tell me what you think about it. By the way, Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255.
There is no evidence,
okay,
that anyone other than Hunter Biden received any money in connection with the business transactions.
Okay, so now Hunter is thrown under the bus.
So to confirm, you're saying that the speakerphone conversations, they don't seem concerning to you because there is no specifics about business, and it just seemed like
it was clear that it was part of the daily conversations that Hunter Biden had with his father.
So even the press isn't buying
it. And it was, and sounded like most of the time, now President Biden didn't even know who the people he was at dinner. He was
because
just
it didn't
asked
matter.
To say hello, and he would, you know, talk about the way he described it several times. They asked over and over and over. He described what the weather was, how what's going on your end.
Could that be code?
The witness was very, very consistent that none of those conversations ever had to do with any business dealings or transactions.
Well, watch now. He's about to get himself in trouble here.
Casual conversation.
Yeah, all casual.
The president's statement saying that he never talked to any of Hunter Biden business associates. Clearly, he talked, whether it's about the weather or whatever, but he said specifically that he's never talked to them. Doesn't this contradict him?
I don't know what his comment is. And
here it comes.
We're gonna, well, I don't think that's what he said. He never said that he has never spoken to anyone. He said that he had nothing to do with Hunter Biden's business dealings. If he says hello to someone that he sees his son with, what, is he supposed to say, hi, son? Oh, no, I'm not going to say hello to the other people at the table or the other people on the phone. It's kind of a preposterous premise to think that a father should not say hello to people that the son are at dinner with.
Here comes.
The son is at dinner with, and that is literally all the evidence is.
Is this like a party trick that Hunter Biden used to impress the people he was with, whether they were friends or business associates?
No, the witness, Mr. Archer, was very clear that Hunter spoke to his father every day.
Like business partners.
He approximated about 20 times over the course of his 10-year business relationship that he had with Mr. Biden, with Hunter Biden, which would be about twice a year, that Hunter would put his father on speakerphone with
business partners,
with whomever was at dinner, and there was no indication that he had any idea who was at dinner with them.
It didn't matter.
Say, hello, I'm at dinner here, and there was nothing related to his business dealings.
Look, I can get my dad on the phone. Check it out.
I don't know. He picked up the phone at dinner when his dad called him, and he was at dinner.
Who were some of those? No conflicts of interest with President Biden when he was vice president, and now, as it pertains to Archer's testimony about Hunter?
There is not a shred of evidence.
Here it comes.
Of a single conflict of interest of President Biden ever doing anything in connection or in relation to Hunter Biden's business ventures other than advocating for the removal of a prosecutor general who was advantageous to Burisma. The only evidence we have right now of any official action by President Biden in connection to Hunter Biden's business interests is bad for Hunter Biden's business interests.
How is that not a
And what's interesting to watch is that he doesn't get it. He says what he did was advantageous to Burisma, as if Burisma and Hunter Biden were separate. So if it was advantageous to Burisma, doesn't it hold to form that it's advantageous to Hunter Biden? Ergo, if it's advantageous to Hunter Biden, wouldn't it be advantageous to the big guy? That was a huge screw up. And I don't know, I mean, is the press going to pick up on it? I know I did. Would the courts pick up on it? Would the Republicans pick up on it? I hope they do. That is a huge screw up. The only thing that connects it. Now, we've already gone through. What about the connection with the Chinese? I don't know. You flew let them fly a spy balloon across our country. You wanted them to get into the oil business, a critical infrastructure piece of what we do. Their trade deficit has increased under your watch. I mean, there's a lot of things that connect Joe Biden badly to the Chinese, and we went through some of it. Welcome again, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. The fun part of that video to me, I watched the video, but the audio is Dan Goldman, thinks that it's all good, that he has given an explanation in the press. He, in his logical mind, he's debunked this. This didn't do Joe Biden any good. It only benefited Burisma. I want to play that last little bit where he says that and watch. The press has been pretty much just sort of in the background, but watch how loud they get when they're like, don't you see this as a conflict of interest?
There is not a shred of evidence of a single conflict of interest of President Biden ever doing anything in connection or in relation to Hunter Biden's business ventures other than advocating for the removal of a prosecutor general who was advantageous to Burisma. The only evidence we have right now of any official action by President Biden in connection to Hunter Biden's business interests is bad for Hunter Biden's business interests. How is that not a conflict of interest? Because it had nothing to do with. It had nothing to do. What?
You see that reaction?
It was not done in furtherance of that.
Watch where he pivots.
Because President Biden. It has a tremendous amount of integrity and respect. And if you ask any of the State Department witnesses who have dealt with President Biden, then President Biden, in Ukraine and elsewhere, they will all say, every single one,
every
of,
one of them, they will vouch for him.
All say that Vice President Biden was a man of the highest integrity who only advocated on behalf of the United States.
That's my story, and I'm sticking with it. He's a man of integrity. And he doesn't answer the question because they're going, we see the connection here. Well, you don't get it. Everybody else has vouched for him. How dare you ask?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Storm cleanup continues today in the eastern part of the U.S. after strong thunderstorms trekked across the region Monday. In Maryland, Governor Wes Moore says what he saw last night was his state at its best.
A Maryland who works together, a Maryland who comes together as one team and with one mission. And because of those people, last night lives were saved.
Thousands of people across the eastern U.S. remain without power. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is making changes to his presidential campaign team. He's bringing in his longtime chief. Chief of Staff James Uffmeyer to serve as his new presidential campaign manager. He'll replace Jenera Peck, who will stay on as a senior advisor. Credit card balances in the U.S. have hit $1 trillion for the first time ever. The New York Federal Reserve reports total credit card debt jumped by $45 billion from April through June. Fed researchers say inflation and higher levels of consumption contributed. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's interesting to watch Mitch McConnell get heckled. And I got to tell you, I don't like when... I mean, I'm confrontational... I'm not wishing that on Mitch McConnell. I guess that's the best way to put it. But he does deserve it. Mitch McConnell should retire. But here's what I do like about it. I like the conservatives are true to our principles. See, Diane Feinstein, she should be retired. There's no reason for this woman to continue to serve. She's a shell of who she was. Fetterman never should have been elected. Joe Biden, never. He should have left politics years ago. Right? We put ours out to pasture. We don't want Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell, you're too old. You need to go. This is a guy that, I mean, for all intents and purposes, like him or not, he's represented Republicans, and in some cases you've liked him, in some cases you may not have. But he's one of ours, right? But when his time is up, you know what we say? Mitch, hit the road. We're done. Leftists don't do that. Joe Biden, you know what? We should have covered this. We should have covered this. Joe Biden's in trouble. I predicted this. I'll talk about it tomorrow. I'm going to leave it for that. Leave it for now. You know what? Let's go ahead and talk about it because it fits. But before we get into it, I want to play one other clip. And this is Barack Obama. And he's having a rally. I don't know about what. It's not a rally for him because he can't draw that many people. But it's a rally over something, an issue. And here's what happens to him. So that's an Obama. He was in Michigan. He's at some rally. And they are saying, F Joe Biden. And he can't quiet him down. This is the guy that got 81 million votes. And the guy that's speaking on behalf of him, they have zero respect for. And here's Obama. This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about right here. See, what? No, let him do it. But... They don't care. Anyway, I'm going to talk about Joe Biden, and what I told you guys is a sign. An absolute sign. Joe Biden is done. And this, I predicted it, and you're going to see it play out exactly as I told you. I said, whenever the first Democrat beyond the second one, I should say. So we've already got Kennedy, who's spoken out. He says, look, Joe Biden, whatever. He's giving you Joe Biden, blah, blah, blah. He's not the guy. He's a, you know, he let us, he's given his side of things, but he's anti-Democrat, even though he is supposedly a Democrat, and he's done. And I said, when the second one comes out, that's when you know things are getting ready to take a turn for Joe Biden. Now, between now and the rest of the week, you're going to watch a lot of new developments, but the Bidens are on their way out. And this is a critical thing that happened, and it happened with Representative Dean Phillips. I'm not sure who tapped Dean Phillips. He's a representative out of, I believe, Minnesota. I'm not sure who tapped him on the shoulder and made him the scapegoat, but somebody high in the food chain commanded him to start the process of getting rid of Joe Biden publicly. And so Phillips did an interview on CBS News' Face the Nation with Major Garrett, and he recommended that other top Democrats jump into the 2020 presidential race and primary Joe Biden. And here is, we're going to play separate clips, but here he is, and I'm not going to play the first part where he's trying to credentialize himself. I'm going to play the part where he essentially throws Joe Biden under the bus, because he says, Democrats are telling me they want not a coronation, but they want competition. And he goes on to quote the poll. So here's a clip.
And I've discovered that everybody in the middle, the massive majority of Americans, are sick of angertainment, telling us we're more divided than we really are. They're sick of members of Congress, state houses, attacking each other instead of attacking problems. They want their families back, their friendships back, their communities back. They want unity. And I want to give voice to them. And then secondly, I want to give voice to Democrats. I'm a lifelong, passionate Democrat, inspired by Hubert Humphrey and Martin Luther King. Democrats are telling me that they want not a coronation, but they want a competition. The New York Times poll from this week shows 55% of Democratic voters want some alternatives to the current people in the primary. 83% of those under 30, Democrats under 30, want alternatives, and about 76% of independents. So I just want to make my case.
When are you going to decide?
Well, I think, well, let me get to my point.
Okay.
So if we don't heed...
I've given you some room.
Yes, you have. If we don't heed that call, shame on us.
So just so we're clear, guys, he's doing what the people want, not what Phillips wants. Phillips believes that he is acting for the greater good of America, not just the Democratic Party. And he goes on to say, if they fail to heed this call and run somebody, here's what he's saying without saying it, besides Joe Biden as a party's nominee in 2024, the consequences are going to be disastrous. So, he says, my call is to those who are well-positioned. Well, actually, I'm not even going to quote it. Let me let you hear him say it himself.
And the consequences, I believe, are going to be disastrous. So my call is to those who are well-positioned, well-prepared, of good character and competency, they know who they are, to jump in, because Democrats and the country need competition. It makes everything better. That's my call to them right now.
I just want to be clear. Second Democrat now that has said, get in. I'm imploring you to get in. Now, he acts like he doesn't want it. He wants it, trust me. But he says, those that are well-positioned. He's going to get asked, do you think you're worthy? Yeah, I'm worthy, but I'm not well-positioned. Now you know you're dealing with a politician, folks. It's not about him. Not about him. I want to play the last part of this. This part I love.
If they don't, you will.
I'm not saying I will. I think I'm well positioned to be president of the United States.
You do.
I do not believe I'm well positioned to run for it right now. People who are should jump in, because we need to meet the moment. The moment is now. That is what the country is asking.
I
can't help but go back to this. He's asking for Joe Biden to be primaried. Now, I already know what the rest of the clip is about, and maybe so do some of you. But why, if Joe Biden is Mr. Popularity, if you believe in him, if he's doing the job you want, he's theoretically the only game in town, why is this guy coming out here? We need competition. It makes us better. Said no Democrat ever. If your guy is the leader of the party, okay, let me ask you this. Did Barack Obama get primaried? You get it? Of course not. Democrat, you don't primary your. The only time you primary somebody like what they're trying to do to Trump is when your party is absolutely in bed with the other party. There's no reason to primary Joe Biden if you like what he's about. Here's the rest of the clip, though. This is what is going to get you.
There's some running room, so let's tighten up the edges if we can. Can President Biden beat Donald Trump?
I think he can, but I think the only way to determine that objectively is to go through a process.
You buying it? The best way to make sure is to go through a process. He's your guy. What process do you need to go through? You going to vet him? What, are you going to try to find out if he's a liar? You're going to try to find out if he's a crook? You're going to try to find out if he's feathered his nest and colluded with China, Romania, Russia, Ukraine? You're going to vet his family to see if maybe they're on the grips? What are you going to do? What is it that this process is going to vet out? Oh, wait, you might want to know if he's mentally capable. Is that part of it? Are you wondering if he's physically able? Are you wondering if he's even going to survive any of this? Why the process? We're going to have to finish this in the next segment because I don't want to rush this last part. This is a disingenuous nature of Democrats, and I hope you get a chance to see the video. Representative Dean Phillips out of Minnesota. He's throwing Joe Biden under the bus in the nicest of ways. And the question I would ask is, who's pulling the strings? Who's allowing it to happen? But it is about him.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Why would you get rid of a winner? Why would you get rid of a guy who supposedly got 81 million votes? Why would you jettison a winning team of Biden-Harris? If Joe Biden is doing so well, if you really like him, if you're happy with the results, why are you? Why does somebody give the code red to get rid of Joe Biden? Because that's what's happened. That just happened. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Out with the old and with the new. Now, we live it. As conservatives, we say, you know what? You should retire. Mitch McConnell, get out. You're far past your usefulness. Many others, we want them out. And it isn't mean-spirited. We're not ageist. It's just, you serve your time and you get out of politics. Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters. You don't die in office. You give other people a chance, people who want to actually see change occur. You don't live in these positions to the point where you get drunk with power. Joe Biden is way past his usefulness. And the Democrats know it. And they've given the code red. And I warned you, I said, guys, Kennedy's the first one. How did they let a Kennedy come out and start talking smack against Joe Biden? Run against him. And now you got a guy, Dean Phillips, Democrat out of Minnesota, first term congressman, handpicked to go out and be the Biden destroyer. First term congressman Dan Goldman, what did he do? He screwed the pooch. He tied Joe Biden to the criminality of the Burisma situation and how Joe Biden got rid of Shokin and how that helped Hunter Biden, etc. He didn't even know he did it. Why are they letting all these freshman congressmen do this? Why aren't they having Pelosi and people like that as a spokespersons? Joe Biden's gone. On his way out, this guy Phillips says the Democrats need to have competition. You can't just let Joe Biden walk through it. Now, historically, if your president is a sitting president and you don't want to hurt your party, you can't switch horses in midstream. How are you going to do that? What are you going to say to your voting base when you say, look, I wasn't doing it because I didn't have faith in Joe Biden. I was doing it because I think we need to test ourselves. Can Joe Biden make it through? No political party gets rid of their guy midstream unless there's a coup. There's a coup happening to Joe Biden. The man who was put in the coup is being taken out in a coup. How about that? I played part of the clip of Phillips saying things like, my call is to those who are well-positioned, well-prepared, have good character and competency, and they know who they are. Please jump in, because the Democrats in the country need competition. I'm going to tell you this. The majority of Republicans don't think we need any competition. Name the people who are running against Donald Trump and tell me who's got more than 15%. Ron DeSantis in some polls, and that's it. And Trump is beating him double digits. No matter what DeSantis does, he can't gain traction. We played a clip the other day. A CNN guy said Donald Trump led in 26 of 26 statistical categories of Republicans. Never before happened in history. How many categories do you think Joe Biden wins in? Comparing to whom? I don't know even who. Is it going to be Gavin Newsom? That's my guess. But what is Biden winning? Even in his own party? Very few things. Anyway, Phillips goes on and he makes this one last comment that I want to comment about. Because he's essentially said, Joe Biden needs to be gone. I don't want to say it out loud, but he does. He says, Democrats are telling me they want not a coronation, but they want competition. He quoted a New York Times poll. 55% of Democrats want some alternative. You know what they're telling you? They don't want Biden. He says 83% of those under 30 want alternatives. They don't want Biden. 70% of independents want alternatives. They use that word because they want to include Trump. But they don't want Biden. So, he says, let's give the people what they want. Now, nobody does this. Politically, it's Harry Caray. It's suicide. So, that, I don't know who picked this freshman senator, freshman congressman out of Minnesota. But he's putting his career on the line. You think he did that haphazardly? Or do you think somebody said, hey, here's money for your campaign. Go be the Biden destroyer. But here's what he says about Joe Biden. You tell me if he's genuine.
Let's tighten up the answers if we can. Can President Biden beat Donald Trump?
I think he can. But I think the only way to determine that objectively is to go through a process. By the way, before it's too late. And I want to tell you this about President Biden, an amazing man. Mm-hmm. I love the man. He is competent. He is honorable. His integrity, I believe, is unvarnished. He has led this country through extraordinarily difficult times. This is not about him. This is about listening to people. And I'm afraid in this bubble here in Washington, people get real tone deaf real fast, and we should be listening. That's what this is about. It's my call to action.
You buying it? His call to action. He's asked directly, do you think Biden can beat Trump? Yeah, yeah. But what? If you think your guy can win, why do you want to take him through an expensive primary process? Why do you want to take your party through a battle, a war, if you think he can win? You know what I've said publicly already. Why are we, as Republicans, going through this nonsense? We're going to spend millions and millions of dollars on campaigns that have no chance. You think Nikki Haley's got a real chance? Asa Hutchinson. Who else? Vivek Ramaswamy. You think any of those guys have a real chance? Who else? I'm having trouble remembering. I know DeSantis is in there. I don't think he has a real chance. I could throw him in the mix as well. This is all show. This is the Republican establishment going, oh, look at all these people that want to run against Donald Trump. Oh, Krispy Kreme. He's running. They got no chance. I don't know how much money they're going to spend, but it's wasted. How much media are they killing? Wasted. I asked the question on this very program, but I've asked it in many places. What happens if the conservative movement and the Republican Party rally around Trump? What if we let them know that Trump has 90 million conservatives who are going to vote for him no matter what? What happens? You think the Democrats are working this hard to get rid of Trump because they don't think he can win? They know he can win. Dean Phillips wants you to believe that the Democrats need to go through a process, even though he says he thinks Biden can beat Trump. And what does he say about Joe Biden? He's an amazing man, he says. I love the man. He's competent. No, he's not. He's honorable. No, he's not. His integrity, he has none. He says, I believe is unvarnished. He has led the country through extraordinarily difficult times. Those are all lies. And he knows it. Why would he be asking for a primary for Joe Biden if he believes? I love him. Don't show me love. It's like I tell you with Democrats. Please, you love me? Please stop. Please don't love me. Just stop it. You can bet your bottom dollar that Phillips is going to declare soon. This faced the nation appearance was a test. And he passed it. The guy shows well. He looks like a centrist Democrat. He got his name up there where nobody knew him. Remember Barack Obama? Nobody knew this guy. Took the 2004 Republican convention made him. And he had to borrow money to catch a cab to go home. He went from that to being a super rich guy, a mover and a shaker. You think this guy is going to let his lack of ability stop him? He wants to raise his Q score so he can run for president as a centrist. But he lost me. I didn't play this part, but he talked about, I'm a lifelong Democrat. And he's all proud of it. Means he's a lifelong racist, sexist, homophobe. He's all about wokeism. You're not getting my vote. Perfect Democrat, though. Rich, young, white, male. So I'm anxious to see what happens because, as I said, when the second Democrat gets up to dance, how many more people join the party? Just watch.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.